Recorded Books presents Shermie and Shake, the Not-So-Nice Neighbor by Kirby Larson. Illustrated by Shinji Fujioka. Narrated by Kurt Kanazawa. June. Greetings, Earthling. Shermie scooped up the last of the sweetie flakes from his cereal bowl. This was the best bite of all, just milk and sugar sludge. He smacked his lips. Mom, make him stop that! His big sister, Bryn, peeked over her coding book. Shermie slurped again, extra loud. Bryn covered her ears. Mom!
Shermie, mind your manners, please.
Mom sipped her coffee, quietly.
And don't forget to take out the trash.
Shermie squinted at the chore chart. He was sure it was Bryn's turn. But even without his glasses, he could see the magnet by his name. He picked up his bowl and drank the last of the milk. Then, clink, he dropped his spoon into the bowl. Bryn jumped up from the table.
I'm going over to Kelsey's where I can concentrate.
It's not me, Shermie said. It's the cereal that's noisy.
Brothers!
Bryn stomped out of the house, taking her book with her.
Maybe I should start serving oatmeal, Mom said.
Shermie groaned. Dad was the oatmeal chef, not Mom. His was smooth and slid right down. Hers had lumps. Not even 10 scoops of brown sugar could help him swallow it. Shermie tiptoed to the dishwasher and carefully put his bowl inside.
I promise to chew quiet as a mouse the whole summer.
Thank you. Mom took a good look at him. A vacation from school does not mean a vacation from wearing your glasses. She wagged her finger.
Go put them on.
You said to take out the trash.
Shermie grabbed the trash bag with one hand and pinched his nose shut with the other. He zoomed outside to the garbage can, holding his breath while he lifted the lid. Clunk. In went the bag. Thunk. Down went the lid. He made it. Not one whiff of garbage air. Shermie did a little dance. This was his lucky day.
Greetings, Earthling.
Shermie spun around at the sound of the robot voice.
What? Who said that?
It is I, Earthling. Greetings.
Without his glasses, Shermie could only see things that were close by.
Where are you?
He asked.
Here.
Rustle, crackle, rustle. The branches of Mrs. Brown's apple tree did a little dance.
You're a tree?
Shermie asked.
In the tree, the voice answered.
Shermie looked around for protection. There was only the garbage can lid. He yanked it up, held his breath, and took one step toward the fence. He couldn't see anyone or anything.
Who are you?
I'm Falzar from Jupiter,
the voice answered.
Are you friendly?
Shermie asked. In the books he read, things didn't go well for humans if the aliens weren't friendly.
When I'm not hungry, Falzar replied.
Shermie held the lid up higher and took a step back.
Are you hungry?
I have come a long way and my superpowers are running low, Falzar answered. A toaster tart would taste very good.
Toaster tart? Said Shermie.
Blueberry, said Falzar.
How do you know about those?
Shermie asked.
I've been studying Earthlings for a long time.
This sounded fishy. Shermie had never heard of aliens eating Earth food.
Show yourself, he said, or no toaster tart.
Rustle, crackle, rustle. Shermie caught a glimpse of something shiny and silver.
Thump.
Falzar jumped out of the tree. He brushed himself off and wiggled out of his space helmet.
You're not from Jupiter,
Shermie set down the garbage can lid.
You're right, said Falzar. I'm from Walla Walla.
Is that a real place?
This kid had already tried to trick Shermie once. Maybe he was doing it again.
It sure is, and the people who founded it liked it so much they named it twice.
The boy tossed the helmet in the air.
That's my stepdad's favorite joke.
And you're not Falzar.
Shermie should have figured it out sooner.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?